It's because of his name we can worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness or in holy array. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. We've been having a good discussion about, you know, showers raining down on the earth through the prophet himself. Oh, yeah. We are showering the earth. We are showering the earth with what the Word of God has said and is saying and will continue to say. Oh, hi, yet I'm by Jesus. He said from the rivers of water. See, water, the water and the washing of the Word is going to produce what God said it is supposed to produce. Oh, yes, we know that the voice of God, he said in 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Glory to his name. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian, Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord splits and flashes forth forked lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the wilderness tremble. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds bring forth their young, and his voice strips bare the forest. While in his temple, everyone is saying, glory! Everyone is saying, glory! Everyone is saying, glory! The Lord set as king over the deluge. The Lord still sits as king and forever. The Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Oh, the Lord. See, the Lord is doing this thing. The Lord has done it. He will do it and continue to because he is God. Abba, Father, Jehovah, Jireh, he is the Lord above all things. So when we step into our places as prayers, then the Lord will do the rest. He just saying, don't get caught up in leaning on your own understanding. He said, acknowledge him and he will direct our path. So the voice of the Lord is in this place. And we have ascribed to the Lord and say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in this place. And we will go forth in prayer like never before, decreeing, declaring, establishing this place. Hallelujah. And the man of the hour has come here, and we are ready to pass the baton in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Now, just sit down there, okay. Because 2 weeks ago, Sister Eva said you were supposed to lead this session.
Okay.
I didn't know she didn't tell you, so there's nothing.
So, oh, no.
I know you are prepared. Oh, chill. Yeah, we just want to prepare, want to prepare you here.
Yeah. Oh, I can do all things for Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon her for this time to do this session in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the divine empowerment, Lord. Open eyes, understanding heart, utterance in the Holy Ghost, utterance that moves us forward. Utterance that moves this body forward. Utterance that bring in the souls. Utterance that bring in the souls. We receive that right now. For this hour, we receive it, Lord God. For Sister Esther, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
to praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I'm going to always step up. I'm always ready. I stay ready. I'm not moved by anything but faith in a God that won't fail. That's what we do, see? That's the way you have to know it's not about you. It's all about him. So if God said I'm to sit here, we finna enter into the third heavens and do what thus say the Lord. Because it's about him, see. We can't get caught up on us. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt that he is in this place, because we done already started in his word in Psalms 29. See, his voice is what y'all going to hear.
Amen.
You're not going to hear Sister Esther. You're going to hear the voice of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And we already know, I'm going to give honor where honor is due, as I've learned that I'm serving up under Sister Iva. And Iva is serving up under Pastors George and Terry, Kenneth, and Gloria. And we all are coming in this place to establish a thing. Amen. That it will be what God says it will be. At EMIC, at KCM, at the Revival Capital of the World, Sacramento, Southwest Believers Conference, everywhere it exists, he's here. It's all about listening and hearing what he wants said. So we thank God and praise him, magnify him and glorify him for an opportunity that we can be here in our right state of minds and in our physical health and declare what thus say the Lord. So we invite the Holy Spirit. He's welcome in this place. And we just listen to him. And we know that we are to always bring in the harvest of souls in the kingdom of God. That we want everyone at the sound of our voice, and we know the voice will go out into the wilderness, the voice will go out into the streets, the voice will go out into the darkness, and the voice will bring light and bring light and save the souls. It's the voice of the Word of God. It's the voice of the Spirit. It's the voice of love himself. Let's go to Ephesians 1. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Handaraboshe Sandele. Ephesians. We're going to do those Ephesians prayers. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy. Handaraborandibi. Ilambandoroboro kantidibi shisontora. Eye la nandoroborandibeka. Esha sontoro korandela. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's worthy. And he said in verse 15, Ephesians 1 and 15, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love, see, your love toward all the saints, the people of God, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant to us his spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. by having the eyes of our hearts flooded with light so that we will know and understand the hope to which he has called us. And how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart one. And so that we can know and understand what is the immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all, for in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself. So we are going to be filled, and we're going to fill everything everywhere with him. Ha! Filling everything everywhere with him. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm kind of getting excited up here in this spot. I think the anointing, all this around me, is doing something for me. Thank you, Jesus. It's an honor. I don't take it lightly. And I humble myself before you as my peers and sisters and brothers that this place is a place of honor. Why? It's because of him. We doing it unto him. Hallelujah. And he is pleased. He loves when his children show him out. You know, we show out for Jesus to glorify him, because he's going to always come in. He's going to always come in. He's going to always be God. And he's going to always do what his word says. He said in Psalms 138 and 8, I'll perfect that which concerns you. He said, if I be for you, who can come against you and win? No one. We win no matter what it feels like, what it looks like. All we have to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To your will and to your way, I say yes, Lord. And that's what we're saying. Yes, Lord. We want to pray out the perfect will of God and pray out the word of God in season, out of season, based on what you have already planned and already prepared. This day has already been planned. We just stepping into the place he's already prepared. He said, I prepare a place for you. And we are prepared people, equipped, anointed, chosen, selected to do what thus say the Lord. Let's keep going in the word of God. Ephesians 3. Let's go there. Hallelujah. And I see here in 10, it says, the purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all his infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. Glory to God. He said, this is in accordance with the terms of the eternal, see, and timeless purpose which he has realized and carried into effect in the person of Christ, Jesus our Lord, in whom, because our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, and confidence and free access and unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. So I ask you not to lose heart, not to faint or become despondent through fear. Oh, no. At what I am suffering in your behalf, rather glory in it, for it is an honor to you. He said, for this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, by which we are built together in Christ, I'll bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. That Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and found securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, which is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of it, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ. And that's what we want, the lost. And those that don't know our Jesus, even those that think they do and are carnally minded, to really know the love of God. To know love himself, because God is love. That's why you all wake up early in the morning and come out here, is because you love God. You love Jesus. You love Brother Copeland and his family. You love and you respect the pastors here, Pastor George and Terry and Miss Iva. And we all are here because of love himself. And the love of God is what's going to bring the people in. Out of darkness. Oh, yeah. It's the love of God. It's the love of God. When Pastor Sanders goes out, I hear a lot about Pastor Brian and his heart for the lost and his ministry. And as a matter of fact, it was yesterday. We were visiting someone, and it was about, you know, she spoke on Pastor Brian and his blessedness and the things that he does. See, sometimes it, when we don't even realize the impact a small gesture would make, because it's been done in love. See, he operates from a place of love. He doesn't have to hear his name. He doesn't have to be seen. None of that. Because what he does it from a place of love. And that's what is going to bring the people into the church. Oh, they're going to flock in here because love himself and the love of each us loving them, the loveless. It's not about loving those that are easy to love. Oh, it's about loving those that stink, loving those that will curse you out, because they don't know this love here. They haven't experienced it. But when we pray today, we're going to pray that their eyes of understanding is going to be enlightened. And they're going to come to know the love of Christ and come in out of the darkness